good morning. It is a Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Quite the news to be greeted to this morning, Alan. The President of the United States, Donald Trump, and First Lady Melania Trump have tested positive for the coronavirus. As the New York Times says this morning, after months of playing down the outbreak's severity, the president is confronting the infection. The test has thrown the nation's leadership and his reelection campaign into uncertainty. The president's physician said Mr. Trump was, quote, well and would stay isolated in the White House for now. Hope Hicks, one of Mr. Trump's most senior advisors, also tested positive. She traveled with him this week on Air Force One. A lot of sympathy pouring in from around the world for the situation this morning.
Well, obviously, the United States is now in a very vulnerable position. We have a president of the United States, and we all wish him well. I mean, nobody wants to see somebody get sick. Nevertheless, Donald Trump has, from the very beginning, downplayed the virus, said we had turned the corner. Well, that's some corner. And when you look at the staggering implications of all of this, so, for example, is there going to be another debate? I doubt it. It would not be a smart thing to do. Both Biden and Trump were standing on the same stage. Will Biden get tested now as a result? This is a president who has downplayed this thing and has said we have to open things up. And now we see what the results of all of that can be. I mean, this virus is scientifically proven to travel through the air. We know that. And the president has been interacting with a lot of people, and we'll see whether or not the vice president is infected. We know that if the president were to go down, and I hate to say it that way, but nor do I wish it for him, the vice president goes down, then Nancy Pelosi becomes the president of the United States. You can be sure she's going to be wearing a mask now. So this virus has now infected the White House. The Trump protestations that, you know, he had been tested are now negated. We now know you can get it and you can get it fast. We know that Hope Hicks, one of his favorites, has been with him for a long, long time. And we don't know who got it first. The reports seem to be that she got it first, but we don't know that. So it is a staggering, staggering news morning. There's nothing that we have seen that comes close to this, because now the leadership of the United States of America is infected, and we don't even know how infected it is and how far down it goes. But everybody that the president has come into contact with and everybody that they've come into contact with now have to be tested. And we have, you know, a month till an election. How will this affect it? Will there be a sympathy vote for the president? Or will people be angry and say, you know, this guy has created chaos for this entire country, which has such bad results when compared with other places like South Korea, which did it right? So it is just a huge political bomb that has gone off in this country.
What happens if he gets so ill, God forbid, that he can't perform his duties? And, you know, let's say the vice president has to take over. Is there a process for that as we're having an election?
David, we don't really know. There is a 25th Amendment. If the vice president takes over, the president has to step aside. The White House is being very careful with this. They're saying he can perform his duties. He's going to quarantine, but he's going to perform his duties. There are also reports, and all of this is very preliminary now, that the vice president has been staying aside from the president. So if he has to take over, he takes over. This is, of course, the height of irresponsibility on the part of the president. I'm not saying I don't feel sympathy for the president. I'm just simply saying this is a guy who said the whole thing is a sham from the very beginning. He doesn't wear a mask. On a couple of occasions, he takes a mask out and puts it on. But for the most part, he has not led the American people where they need to be led. And it is so scary, because what it represents is that anybody can get it anywhere and probably will.
The issue of voting and voting in person, you and I were discussing whether Democrats, who are seen as the majority who would vote by mail or by absentee ballot, should instead vote in person because the president has sown doubts about the mail-in ballots. Well, in the Times today, a sudden shift in tactics for Democrats to push for more in-person voting because of this fear.
That's right. I know that I intend to vote in person. The president has an assumption, and the assumption is the more people who vote, the worse off he is. So he has thrown doubt on the whole mail ballot concept. To me, who wants to play his game and say, okay, we accept the fact that mail voting is invalid, and I mean mail, M-A-I-L. But the fact is that he's going to be yelling it and screaming it all along. And there are those of us who say, okay, if those are the rules, I'll go vote in person. I'll wear a mask. I may wear a shield, but I will do it just in case we have our protections in terms of voting.
Well, after quite the statement by President Trump about the Proud Boys during the debate on Thursday, he told Sean Hannity of Fox News that, quote, "I condemn all white supremacists," he said. "I said it many times, and let me be clear again. I condemn the Ku Klux Klan. I condemn all white supremacists. I condemn the Proud Boys. I don't know much about the Proud Boys, almost nothing, but I condemn that." Little too late?
Well, too late is right. They're polling like crazy. You know that there's a constant poll being done by the Republicans and the Trump people, and they know they have been severely damaged by this president who has hinted at white supremacy. Now, we know he's a lying liar, and that he is capable of saying one day, giving sustenance to the Proud Boys, who then say, you know, this is a great victory for us, basically, and we're celebrating what the president said. Now, of course, they're looking at these polls and they're looking at the feedback and they know they're in real trouble. Clearly, in the states they've been trying, they say, to peel off some black votes for themselves. Can you imagine having offered sustenance to a racist group like the Proud Boys? Now, do we believe he didn't know who the Proud Boys were? Well, everybody has to make up their mind. I don't believe it, not for a moment. And this is going to be the comeuppance.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, with us.